From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Idaho Matters has launched a new elections 2022 project here at Boise State Public Radio. We want to answer your questions about voting in the upcoming midterm elections. This project is part of the Work of America Amplified. It's an initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to support community engagement journalism in public media. So go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, submit your questions there, or you can text Boise State PR to 855-670-1777. Follow the prompts, and we'll be answering your questions every Tuesday. So with that said, to help us answer this week's question, we've invited Rachel Bjornsted, the Public Information Officer at the Ada County Highway District, and Ryan Head, the Deputy Director of Development and Technical Services at ACHD, to join us. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, we've just got a couple of minutes, so I want to get right to it. This week's question comes from Carla, who has been seeing a lot of campaign signs along public roadways. So she wrote, "I thought campaign signs went in people's yards or next to their pasture fence. We've heard from other folks who are curious about the laws about where you can put a campaign sign." So Rachel or Ryan, who would like to tackle this? What are the rules?
Well, for us, the biggest priority is safety. And so the placement just needs, in all regards, just needs to be in a safe place. Our expectation is that it be 40 foot back from an intersection. We call that the vision triangle. So imagine pulling up to an intersection and looking, you want to be able to see the cars coming one way or another. So you can, it can't be in that. It can't block the sidewalk. And then we have certain places where it can go, where it can't be on a, you can't post it on a sign. You can't on like a traffic sign. You can't post it on a signal pole. It should be behind the sidewalk if there's a sidewalk there, instead of in between the sidewalk and the curb. Those are all things that really, those are just little details, but ultimately it's with trying to make sure that there's good visibility for those who are driving to see the cars coming.
So you can't put it like on a telephone pole or like maybe in a roundabout or between like a curb and a sidewalk?
Correct.
Okay. I want to get to another big question we get every single year. And maybe Rachel, you can take this. When do I have to take down my campaign sign?
Yes. All signs need to be removed 48 hours after election day. So for this year, that would be on Thursday, the 10th. And we really do want people to remove their signs and not have ACHD have to come out and collect them.
So is that what happens if they don't take them down? I mean, do people get fined if they don't take them down, if you all have to get out there and do this, Rachel?
It is a possibility that they will be fined, yes. If a sign is in a spot where it's not supposed to be, ACHD will remove it. We take it to headquarters, and then whoever owns the sign can make arrangements to pick it up. But we really do hope that everyone follows the rules. It's the courteous thing to do, and it's also about safety as well, making sure that everyone can see the roadway and that everyone's keeping safe.
And where can folks find out more information about where they can put up these campaign signs?
Yeah, we have our full policy on our website, achdidaho.org. And that's also where people can submit a tell us form. So basically, if they have questions, they can submit a form. And we do respond to get their questions answered to make sure they're putting the signs in the right spot.
Well, I do appreciate that the signs always have to come down 48 hours after it. And I think it relieves some anxiety from everybody. So I want to thank all, both of you for coming in today and answering these questions for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Rachel Bjornsted, Public Information Officer at ACHD, and Ryan Head. He is the Deputy Director of Development and Technical Services at the Ada County Highway District. They've been answering your questions about where to put a campaign sign. We want to answer your questions about voting in the upcoming midterm elections. So do you know things like where to vote, how to vote, all of that? As we said, go to our website, submit your questions there. And that'll do it for this episode of Idaho Matters. Thanks so much for listening. And just a reminder, you can find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts.